Rogel Dorn stood waiting for him in the Sanctorum, staring out of the great gallery windows towards the distant sphere of terror.
An unscheduled transport has arrived, flying the colors of the Regent. Your passage home. It seems that Malkador is always watching.
That has been my experience, Lord.
I am within my rights to kill you, Garrow. This is a time of war, and deeds done in shadows are dealt with in most harsher manner. Is it not enough that we must guard against assassins and spies from the traitorkin? Must I protect myself from my own side as well?
I would not presume to say.
Of course not. You are a loyal son of the Imperium. My issue is with he who gives your orders. Your only error is that your loyalty may be misplaced. Or misused.
At last, Dorn turned, starlight throwing the hard lines of his face into stark relief.
Do not test the tolerance of the Imperial Fists again. That warning is to you and to Malkador. Make it clear to him. You are dismissed, Captain.
Garrow bowed, but hesitated a moment longer. Lord Dorn, your warrior, Massac, he has great insight that goes unheeded in his confinement. He and his fellow librarians. There will come a time when you will have use for them once more. You must trust in the Sigilite to follow
I
the Empress.
I hear your voice, but Malkador's words. I value Massac's insight more than you can know. The Sigilite believes I act out of ignorance and fear. He does not understand. The librarians are precisely where they need to be.
Locked in a vault? In the bowels of your fortress, they mark time like condemned men waiting for the scaffold.
No. They stand ready, close at hand, in the heart of my legion. I will choose the moment, Death Guard. Not you, not Malkador.
You ask much of them, my lord.
These times ask much of us all.